All right, this guy's always got hot sports opinions. Let's call Ed Carter's sports hotline, still based somewhere in East Texas. I figure he owns a Confederate flag, but I'm not 100% sure.
With your sports break for July 8th, 2015. I'm proud Southerner.
Uh-oh.
Ed Carter.
Oh, no.
Attention NFL people who look at football. I seen where old Donovan McNabb was arrested for DWI. In case you're the one that is keeping count, this is the second time old Donovan has been McNabbed by the cops.
Oh, my gosh.
For having one too many malt liquors at his domino night.
God.
Hey, Donovan, you need to learn what I learned it a long time ago. If you're going to get cross-eyed drunk on a jar of moonshine, don't hop on your tractor or your four-wheeler and go a-cruising. Stay home. Make love to your sister like you're supposed
what?
To.
What?
Wow.
That's just plain common sense.
Science.
In vexillology news.
Yes?
Sorry. I made that word up. In flag news, it's about high time I address this so-called Confederate flag controversy in so-called Southern Carolina.
South Carolina.
All these candy asses that are whining and bitching about the greatest flag designed ever designed by a flag designer and then made into a flag so that we have it need to shut up. Let's stop bitching and whining, and let's bring a little common sense back to this thing. Let me tell you a little something about pride.
Uh-oh.
I've been a Southerner all my life, born and raised in Dixie. I've been proud of our Southern heritage. Both my great-granddads took musket balls in the scrotum in the Battle of Vicksburg. My family has shed blood for the South, and Southern pride courses in our veins more than mitochondria or other stuff found in blood. I own three replicas of the General Lee.
Three?
Two of them ain't working, sitting out front. The living room in my trailer has a Confederate flag on every wall. I named my first son Jefferson Davis Carter and my second son David Duke.
Oh, man.
I've sung that David Allen Coe song at every Southern shotgun wedding I've ever attended. I will remember the South. We lost the war, and from what I understand, that means an awful lot. I'm no longer going to be a prisoner of the South by feeling the need to preserve the past so hard that I'm missing the present.
What?
I'm putting away my Southern flag, and I'm raising the United States flag because that's the greatest country God ever allowed on this earth.
Wow.
Okay.
Look, the Civil War was a complicated and costly war, pitting brother against brother, cousin against cousin. Sometimes father against son, states' rights, taxation, northern aggression, whatever else you want to say about that war don't matter to me no more. What matters to me is how well I get along with that old black feller up there that owns 100 acres next to me. His name is Jess. It don't matter what the flag means to me. Maybe it matters more what it means to the people around me, and whether or not I can head over there and borrow his John Deere anytime I need to. It's time, I think, maybe other people ought to realize something I realize. South lost that war. From what I understand, loser has to lower his flag. Maybe it's time we do just that. So, Jess, this sports break. Strike goes out to you.
Wow.
Ed Carter out.
What a thoughtful sports break from Ed Carter. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either, especially how we started.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Food for thought for the first time, I think, from Ed Carter.
I think so. He's made us think for the first time, that old Ed Carter.